Mike, we're back and ready whenever you guys are ready.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, let's give one more second for people to log back in. Did you know, I didn't know this the other day, on your iPhone, when they updated the technology on the notes section, it has a scanner, a document scanner built into it. Now that you can, when you log into your notes app, it has, you can click on the photograph and you can scan documents and send them and save them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it works well. It works well. I already had a scanner on there anyway, but it works really well. Yeah, if you ever need to scan.
You know,
that's really cool.
I think we can work on this. I use, I'm not sure the platform, I think it's Zoom. And to do collective bargaining on behalf of the city of Tallahassee, and they have the capacity to pull up documents and work on them. The host can actually, on the screen with everybody watching, including the public, can pull up an article and make changes to it.
Yeah, Mike, you mean the city of Tallahassee to hypothetically work on documents?
Yeah. If we ever did. If we ever needed to, it's there.
Well, that seems like a great tool. We should look into doing the Zoom instead of the WebEx then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I don't host it, so I don't actually do it, but somebody is doing it. So somebody has the capacity to do it.
Okay, so I think that we have people should be logged back on. Okay, I guess I'm recording here too. Okay, so on the MOU, our goal here is we don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good in this scenario. And so what we're willing to do is to take the I did not get it via email. It wasn't sent to me via email, but that's okay. To accept the changes that you talked through and went through, the only change that we would like to see in order to sign off on this is just what we said specifically about those health issues. And if you look at what was in 7 and 8, right?
Yeah.
7 and 8 is where it says the university will continue this practice for a period of time not to exceed the effective period of the declaration, right? And it's the same thing in 8 as well, that ties it so explicitly to that declaration. What we'd like to see in 7 and 8 is some language that recognizes that the health effects and the ability to work, the ability to faculty in high-risk categories to self-identify or to work from home, that could extend beyond just the formal declaration of the state. So what we had read, just a simple sentence, something like, the university will revisit the opportunity for faculty in high-risk categories to self-identify in our work remotely during, for the 2021 academic year, right? Depending upon the status of the pandemic.
So what you're asking is to add a sentence to 7 and 8 that would say, for those two categories, we agree to revisit the status of those individuals.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. That we would agree to revisit the ability to request working from home or people in high-risk categories to self-identify and or work remotely, right? Even beyond the declaration of revocation or extension of the declaration.
Okay. All right. So from my team, does anybody have any questions or responses for Jonathan? And secondly, would you like to take another caucus?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, good. Jonathan, we won't be long. We all stayed on task with that first caucus and all of us got back in 15 minutes, which I think is a first in the history of collective bargaining, by the way.
Yeah, well, we won't set it as a precedent.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, we're going to jump off again for just a few minutes and we'll be right back.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll stay here. Okay.